Okay, today's daf is Tainus daf Chaf Hei, and the story on Chaf Hei and Mabez, as we continue with the stories of those who daven for rain, many stories that are similar to each other. He davened for rain, it didn't rain, he got depressed, and then it rained. But there is a story here on Chaf Hei Mabez, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Tanu Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer, Shagazer Shlosh Yisrei Taniyos Al Atzibur, Rabbi Eliezer was gozer 13 fast days, V'lo Yarduk Shamim, and it didn't rain. And then there's another story that he went and was the chazan. Yorad lefnei ateva va'amar esrim va'arav brachos v'lo nene. He said the 24 brachas, right? The regular amida plus the extra brachas of a fast day, and he was not answered. It did not rain. And then Rabbi Akiva went and davened the one line tefillah. Avinu malkeinu ein lanu melech ela ata. Hashem, you are our only king. Avinu malkeinu lemancha rachem aleinu. Please, for you, please have rachmanis. The yarduk shaman and it started raining. Unbelievable. Having Marani Rabbanan, the Rabbanan started talking. I guess Rabbi Eliezer is not such a great tzaddik. I guess Rabbi Akiva is the one. And Yatsa Baskal V'yamra, a Baskal, a heavenly voice goes out and says, no, lo mibnei shezeh gadol mizeh, don't think it's because Rabbi Akiva is greater than Rabbi Eliezer. El shezeh ma'aver al midosav, v'zeh enam ma'aver al midosav. It's just that Rabbi Akiva lets things slide. Rabbi Akiva is ma'aver al midosav. He doesn't hold a grudge. And Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, is not perfect in that midah. Rabbi Akiva has perfected that midah. So many of the Farshim ask, well, doesn't that mean he's greater then? If he's greater in that midah. Right? So some say, no, it doesn't mean that he's greater in Torah, greater in Chachma. But it's just that that's the midah that's needed to allow Hashem to himself be Mavra Midosav. Hashem is upset at us. So he wants the midah keneged midah. So only someone who has perfected that midah is the one that zocha to allow, so to speak, the rain to come. That's ma'avir al midosav. A lot to talk about here. The fact that there was a bas kol just l'kavod Rabbi Eliezer. That's happened in the past. That could be the pshat of Bamitzia Nuntes, where we have Tanur Shalachnoi, where we also have a bas kol that went out and says, Halacha Zager Rabbi Eliezer, and we don't pass him like that. Rabbi Shua says, Lo Bashamayim hi. But we're going to focus on the idea that there were two different nuschot, two different tefillos that were said here. Rabbi Eliezer said the tefila of the 24 brachas. Rabbi Akiva said his own tefila. We'll talk a little bit about nusach ha-tefila. Nusach ha-tefila. And let's say if one wants to change to the other, if somebody davens Ashkenaz and they want to daven Sfard, or vice versa, so we're not going to do this whole topic, we're just going to go through two of the tshuvas relating to this topic. But even before that, the Rambam. The Rambam is the one that, one of the early sources that talks about the enactment of the tefillah. Right? We know that Rav Amram Gon was one of the earliest that came up with the Siddur. Siddur Rav Amram Gon, he usually gets the credit for coming up with the idea of a Siddur, right? Seder of Amram Gon, you can buy it in the store now, I have one at home. He was one of the earliest. But in terms of the specific Nuschos, the Rambam tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, Kivan Shagali Yisrael Bimei Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, when the Jews went into Galus in the days of Bavel, right? Before that, before Nebuchadnezzar, during Bayez Rishon, right? David HaMelech, what did David HaMelech daven? David HaMelech davens, you know, whatever. There was a mitzvah of davening, Daraisa Durabana, blessed is the mitzvah of davening. He davened whatever he wanted. He davened the words that he wanted, and that's what everybody did in the days of the Bayez Rishon and earlier. Everybody davened. Maybe the Rambam would say the structure of Shevach Bakasha Hoda'ah was fulfilled. First you praise Hashem, then you ask Hashem, then you thank. So that structure might need to be fulfilled. But other than that, everybody davened whatever they wanted to daven. But once the Galus came, Kivan Shegal Yisrael B'mei Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, Nisarvu B'paras V'Yavan V'Shar HaUmos, they got mixed up in Paras, Persia first, and then it became Yavan, and then other Umos, V'Nol Dulahem Banim Ba'artos HaGayim, and they had children there who didn't know the original language, the Lashon HaKodesh. V'Osan HaBanim Nisbal B'las V'asam, their language became confused. And everybody spoke a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And there was a little bit of Yinglish and put Yiddish and Hebrew and Yiddish all together. Everybody was speaking from, there wasn't a specific language. Clear. Nobody could speak perfectly in one language. Ela b'shibush, but he just mixed in different things. Shenemar uvenehem chatzi medaber ashdodis, veinam akirim lodaber yehudis, ukalashon am va'am. And then when somebody tried to daven, they couldn't get the words out. They couldn't formulate. They didn't know. They didn't know one language very well. Tiksar lishono lishol chafatzav o lahagid shavach hakadosh baruch hu b'lashon hakodesh et sheyarav imal lishon hazachiros. We find that sometimes of children who go to a different country where they speak a different language, and sometimes they can be great in both languages, and maybe they can just be mediocre in both languages because they're not focused on one. So what happened? So the Chachamim said, we have to have tefillah, the language of tefillah, in the most sublime, amazing, perfect language. So if we just let everybody do it, they're not going to be able to do it. V'kima chara Ezra bezdino kach, once Ezra and his bezdin saw this, amdu v'tiknul hem shmona esrei, brachos al haseder. They made shmona esrei. Shalosh rishonos shevach l'ashem, v'shalosh achronos hodaya. The three achronos hodaya, interesting. Sim Shalom doesn't sound like hodaya, but not for now. The emsayos yeshbam sheilas kol advarim shehein kemo avos lakol chefsei ishva ish ulitzarchei hatzibur kulam kidei. And what does this all solve? Kidei shiyu aruchos b'fiakol v'yilmedu osam v'tiatfilas elu ha'alagim tfila shlema. So the tfila of these people who aren't totally fully literate and perfect in all the languages, it would be a perfect tefillah. Kitfilas ba'al ha'lashon atzacha. Ubepnei yinyin zeh, tiknu kol ha'brachas v'tfilas hasduras b'fi kol Yisrael, kidei she'kol inyin bracha aruch b'fi ha'alag. So we have the language, we have the nusach. And that's the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Daled, Hilchos Tefillah, the original Shmona Esrei. And we know, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, and elsewhere, what the order is and why the order, why first Avos and then Gvuros and then Kedusha, and then we go through each one of the Brachos, why exactly it is in that order. Okay, that's just in terms of language of the Shmona Esrei itself. But again, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, they obviously lived much later. They lived at the end of, right after Bayis Sheni, after the Churban. So they had the Nusach, but clearly, as we know today, there are different Nuschos. The most famous are the Nusach Sfarad and the Nusach Ashkenaz. We also have Nusach Ari, right, which is from Chabad and many Hasidim. And so what happens? We'll just go through two tshuvas. Sam Sofer was asked about the Adifus of one over another. So he has two tshuvas about this in a row, in Chelek Aleph, Tesvav Beis and Tezayim. So he was asked the question, somebody said that somebody was wearing certain clothing, being a chazan. I'm not going to get into that, but he says, Kvar gilisi daiti l'chala omdim. I've already told everyone who's listened. And as we'll see, our Gemara comes up in the tshuvas. That's why we're doing this today. Kikach kibalti mirabosei. I got the Kabbalah from my Rebbeim. Who are the Chassam Sofer's most closest and most famous Rebbeim? He quotes them. The Hey Mori Agon Chassid Shebik Kahuna, Rav Nosson Adler, right, who we don't have too much written by, but he was when the Chassam Sofer talks about him, right, Rav Nosson Adler, Vahagon Rabban Shalkol Bnei Agol HaFla, the Baal HaFla. The Baal HaFla, he also wrote the Makne on Kiddushin and the HaFla on Ksubis, and he wrote the Panim Yafos on Chumash, the Baal HaFla. Asher Mimeyem Shasisi, I have learned from my Rebbeim that all Nuschos HaTfilah are equally effective and equally acceptable. The Kol Sheyesh Bazu Yesh Bazu. And all the secrets that are in one are in the other one too. Ela She'ein Itani Yodei Anma. We just don't understand all the depths and the secrets of all the Tfilas. Va'anu mispalem al das misakne hatfilos v'nuschos halalu ki kulam l'dvar echon iskavnu. They all go towards the same goal. They all go towards the same goal, right? And therefore, one shouldn't think that, oh, I have to switch because one is better than the other one. No, says Chassam Sofer, I learned from my Rebbeim, from Rav Nosson Adler, from the Hafla, that they're all equally kemo sikemo. Compares it to Signon Echad Ola Lakama Neviim. Vein Shnei Neviim Mistanda Besignon Echad. Gemara Sanhedrin Peites. Hashem gives a nevuah, and every navi formulates it and expresses it differently. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was given word for word and letter for letter, but all other neviim, they got the topic, they got the vision, and they formulated it in the way that they saw fit. It's the same idea, it's the same expression, but every navi has his own way of expressing. Ki kol nuscha v'nuscha eina el asignon echad mishuna mechaverta aval heim olim l'makam echad. But it all goes to the same place. Let me talk about the Arizal. Why did the Arizal change things? Why did he add things? Ukishaba ner ha elokim ha Arizal v'izin v'chiker v'tikein. And he changed things, right? 250 years before the Chassam Sofer, Arizal's 1500s. Reich Chassam Sofer, is 1800s. Ki hu yada tochan advarim. He knew secrets. He knew secrets. Hu hamid besidura kol davar machono, and he fixed nuschos. He was misader things. Vigila ta'alumo shel hanuscha hahi asfardis. Yaan ki hay asfardi. A line that is much talked about. The Arizal focused that he was the one that was ma'ayin and fixed and changed to his liking, so to speak, nusach svard, because he was a svardi. Was he a svardi? That's unclear. Whether it's what's in the footnotes here. Rabim tamu al zeh, the mekubal marabenu achida, va'od, arig ha'kadosh ha'im mishpachas ashkenazis, mishpachas ha'marshal, right? Who says that he was a svardi? Okay, good question. But the Chassam Sofer says that he focused on nusach svard, not because nusach svard is better, but because Nusach Svard was what he davened, and that's the one he focused on. V'ilu hu haya Ashkenazi, o haya nimsa ba'ashkenazim, ish kamohu. If he was Ashkenazi, or there was somebody as great as the Arizal in the Ashkenazic world, haya osa kayotzi bazeh besidr Ashkenazi. So we would have the same tikkunim and the same lishonos and versions in the Ashkenazi siddur. We don't have the power, we don't have the depths of Kabbalah, like the Arizal, says the Chassam Sofer, to go in to try to play around with the language of the Siddur. So the Baale Nusach Svar, they daven what the Arizal gave them. Fine. Umashi ispalalu nusach Ashkenaz. Avi shegam shom near masakol. From ispalal dasa masaki nuschah yad mehira yubis tavaro. And nusach Ashkenaz is fine too. It also goes back many years. And even though there wasn't an Arizal that focused on it, it had the same. I have from a mesora from my rebbeim that we have the same mesora. Vim kol makom noach lam ispalal mashi mivinim. Imashi ispalal dasa masakein. And he says v'al kain mori agon achaz chipakuna Rav Nasan Adler zatzal. Who ba'atzmo over lefnei ativ is palos svardi besid the Arizal. My Rebbe used the Arizal sitter. And also the Hafwa used the Arizal. Why? Nobody else in the shul did that. Why? Because they understood deep secrets and the messages of different lashonos. So they could choose what they daven. And they could choose what they want to express. But if somebody doesn't do that, daven what your father daven, and daven what your the Misorah is. Daven what you have, what you've been doing, right? And therefore, he quotes that from the Magen Avraham, which we'll read in a second. Bez Hashem, Bayotzi Midvarenu, Shamispalim Svardis, Mistama Bo Besor Hashem, Benichnosu Beseitzra Madrega, Veyodim Mash Omrim Yafe Asu. Fine. Umishlo Igia Lakach. Whoever doesn't understand the secrets could go to Nachnu. Mashanu Mispala Malderach Masakne Atfilos Nuschei Ashkenaz says we. Chassam Sofer says we don't understand all the secrets, so just daven what we've always davened. That's Nuschei Ashkenaz. Gan Tfilosenu Nishmas. Aval Ein Lo Marsha Tfilazu Mishuna Michaver Tavena Sovel As Beget Zemer. Divrei Hevel Bereis Ruach Hema. Don't say that one is greater than the other one, but that's the Chassam Sofer. If you look in the next tshuva in Siman Tezayin. He has a continuation of his tshuva. Umasha kasavti shekol nuschos shavos. Ein kavanasi shanuschos ba'atzmam shavos. Dezeo davar shuchash minei ubei. I'm not saying that the language of all of them are equal. I'm just saying the effect of them. Ela halo pirashti divarai shebechol nuschos merumazim kavana achas. Vatfilas kulam olim atara l'rosh tzadik. Again, he quotes the comparison to Nevuah. Ki chalila lomar sheshinui b'nevuah, b'inyan tefillah. Nevuah goes down, and the tefillah goes up. Then he quotes here from the Likutei Amarim, which is from the Magid of Mizrich. He quotes from the Magid of Mizrich in his Sefer Magid Dvarav Yaakov, a misora that if someone doesn't know what to daven, Nusach Svard is the one to daven. That's the catch-all. Nusach Svard is he lebnei hata'aroves, to those who don't know where they come from. Im Kain. So he says that's the Misorah. But he quotes, I'm not so sure about that. I'm not so sure about that. That if you don't know, just daven the catch-all, right? And that's the Shevet Levi Nusach. He says, first of all, he says, what about all the Rishonim that came from Ashkenaz and Tzarfas? What about Rashi and Tosfos and what? they all daven Ashkenaz. What they that was? Why didn't they do the catch-all if that was all more inclusive? V'hine kol chachmi tzarfas, Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, Ram, Mirunberg, Vaharush, Vahatur, Kula Mispalu Ashkenazis, Velo Yadu Shivtam, Velo Tvilas Mashamaima. Nobody knew what Shevet they were from in the days of the Rishonim. So if you don't have a specific Mesorah, so then why don't you just daven Sfarad if that's the catch-all? He says it must be that everyone, all of them have basis, and there's not one more than the other. And he says, and also look, now we get to our Gemara. Look at our Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer. He says Rabbi Eliezer was from Levi. Rabbi Akiva was from Gerim. And Rabbi Akiva is the one, he was the one that davened and it was effective. But, and then he uses a lashon that's hard to know what he means. He says, Eich ki gazer ta'anisa v'lo ne'ne Rabbi Elazar, yor Rabbi Akiva v'amar avinu makinu v'ne'ne. Rabbi Elazar davened and it didn't rain. Rabbi Akiva went and it rained. How could Rabbi Akiva be the chazan there? How could he be motzi them if he's ben geirim and he must have had his own nosach to daven, different than the other ones? So what does he mean motzi them? Right? Even if you're davening different nosach, it's hard to know what one being motzi the others. So it's hard to know what he means, but he seems to be focusing on, you know, Rabbi Akiva was ben geirim, so maybe he should have davened the catch-all, and that would have been what Rabbi Elazar was davening. Either way, this is the Chasam Sofer. You can daven whatever you want, whatever is good, whatever is effective, but you should lechatchila, just keep doing, well, unless you understand the depths and the secrets, daven what you've always been doing. It doesn't quote it, but as he alludes to it, but the Magen Avraham, right, the Magen Avraham says this in the beginning of Siman Samaches, in Aruch Chaim, from the Arizal, Hari lohi omer piyutim u'bisponim, elamash esidru harishonim, kugona kalir, amnam. Haminag shenagu b'sharshi atfila in l'shanas v'minag makomo. Don't change nuschaos. Why? And here's the line that many people know. Ki yud beis sha'arim b'shamayim neged yud beis shvatim. There are 12 gates in heaven. Ki neged the 12 shvatim. And every shevet has their tfila. Because shevet yesh lo shar u'minag. Lefad mashaniskar b'gemara shav elakol. And therefore, says the Arizal, says the Magen Avraham, quoting from the Arizal, keep doing your thing, because you're going into your shahr. And then he quotes from the Yerushalmi in Erevin, Avavisha Shalachno Lochem Sedrat Filos Altoshano Miminhag Abusechem. Vechen Kasab Sefer Chasidim, Vechasab Shakal, Absukim, Omer Malpiyutim, Zrachlanagin, Vechulu, Da'i should sing like they used to, and say what they used to. That's the Chasam Sofer. But, the Divrei Chaim, the Sanza Rebbe, so you have one in contrast, but to go up against and go with the Chasam Sofer, you have a Chasidish Rebbe and a Sfaradi Rebbe. And they both, obviously, as you would have thought, say that no, there's something about Sfarad, there's something more inclusive, and therefore they say that that's what should be done. The Divrei Chaim, the Sanzer, he was a Ben Doro, I think, of the Chasam Sofer, and he talks about every detail of this of the tshuva that he goes through, and he quotes the idea that the Chasam Sofer says that Sfaradi being more inclusive. He says it's not just this one sefer of the Magen Mezrich. There's many before him. He says maybe he didn't like it because he was the mechaber. He was from the Kala Chasidim. Lachin lo nichrusu dvar ba'aznav umlam tamani al gadol ador rashke b'hage chnishma imeno divrei Arizal. Bakdamas b'shri Yitzchayim. It's not just the Magen Mezrich. It's the Arizal that talks about the chalonos. And then he quotes. I don't understand what he meant by quoting our Gemara. Who's being motzi? Who? Halo ikra chilek v'inusach askenaz nusach svard who bebarach sha'amar kodem hodu umayin shlichus lepsuka de zimra. And then the different words that are used. That's not, you're not mafsid if you say one nusach to be motzi someone else in a different nusach. You're motzi it. An Ashkenazi could daven in a Sfaradi minyan and vice versa, and one of them could be the Baal tefila. A, you're not being motzi, and if you are being motzi, you can be motzi with the. With whatever language they're using, so he goes through again. We didn't read the whole tshuva, but he says the whole tshuva. I don't understand everything. I don't have a problem with people changing to Sfarad, even if you don't understand the secrets. The Divrei Chaim says because the Arizal worked on it. I'm not being cholik on the Chasam Sofer, but I'm just saying my opinion, and therefore he says. Again, he quotes the what the Arizal did, and he was not dafka misakin it because he was a Sardi. He felt that that was the truer nusach. Rabbi Avadi Yosef also has a tshuva in Yechavadas, Chelek Gimel Siman Vav. In Tveria, there was a shul that most of the people there came from North Africa, and they dav. It was a Sephardi shul, and now a younger group was joining the shul, and they wanted to daven what's called the Nusach Achid, right? Rav Gorin, when he went by, that's when the chief rabbi of the Sava, he made a lot of takanas to try to have achdus in the army. So he made what's called a Nusach Achid. He took a little bit of Sephardi, and a little bit of Ashkenaz, and a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and made a siddur. And again, the kavanas were great, tav achdus, but many were a little wary because you're taking what's been had for so many years, and maybe at that time this should have been achdus. But now, you know, my boys tell me that, you know, there is this 8 different minyanim going on at the base. You have this minyan and that minyan, and you know, there's enough to have everyone having davening halavai. We shouldn't need an army, and we shouldn't have to be at the army bases. But this was the story that they wanted it, some of the younger ones who were used to this nusach wanted to daven nusach achid hanog b'tzahal. But Rav Avadia says no, you can't. If it's a shul, first of all, most of the mispalim daven eduta mizrachim must have been. So he says that's what you should do, and rubo kakulo, and you should daven that. And number two, that's the misora, and that's the rove, and not to, you know, make a conglomerate. You know, maybe if there was a need at some point, maybe for the Harash Shah, it was needed, but not something that should be taken on. And the Miyut should be Nigrari after the Tzibur and follow them. Again, I didn't do the Sugya justice. I just mentioned a couple of the Tshuvas that are mentioned. Every case should be looked at differently. But in terms of the Misora, Jemikir Adin, whatever a person davens, that's what they probably should stay in daven, as the Arizal himself says, that the 12 Sha'arim and whatever we daven, that goes into the Shahr of what we daven. Okay, we'll stop here.